Help me here. Okay. Did y'all like that? Wasn't that something? Did that move you? No. All right. Everybody say, praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Say, you can do better than that. Yeah, say it like charismatic people.
Praise
the Lord. Hallelujah. Somebody say hallelujah. Okay. All righty. We got it. All right. Give me half hour. Can I have a half hour of your time? Nobody got to go anywhere. Amen.
Open your Bibles to 1 Samuel chapter 29, verse 11.
1 Samuel 29, verse 11. Anybody say the word encouragement? Shout it out. Don't be weak about it.
Encouragement.
Oh, everybody. I'm going to learn what language you people speak. Everybody say the word encouragement really loud for me.
Encouragement.
Okay. All right. Everybody say the word encouragement really clear and really big for me. Everybody. Well, thank you very much. That's much better. Look at somebody on your right and say, you be encouraged.
You be encouraged.
And mean it. And look to the person on your left and say, you be encouraged.
You be encouraged.
In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Thank God.
1 Samuel chapter 29, verse 11. So David and his men rose up early to depart in the morning to return into the land of the Philistines. And the Philistines went to Jezreel. And it came to pass when David and his men were come to Ziklag, on the third day the Amalekites invaded the south and Ziklag, and smitten Ziklag, and burned it with fire, and had taken the women captive that were therein. They slew not any, neither great or small, but carried them away and went on their way. So David and his men came to the city, and behold, it was burned with fire, and their wives and their sons and their daughters were taken captive. Then David and the people that were with him lifted up their voices and wept until they had no more power to weep. And David's two wives were taken captive. And her name was this weird name, all right? And his other woman was really weird. Abigail was also with him, the wife of Nabal the Carmelite. And David was greatly distressed, for the people spake of stoning him, because the soul of the people was grieved, every man for his sons and his daughters. But David encouraged himself in the Lord his God. Everybody say, David encouraged himself in the Lord his God. Every once in a while, you're going to need some encouragement, whether you realize it or not. You're going to need to build yourself up. And so many people wait on everybody else to encourage them and everybody else to pick them up and build them up and make them be who they should be. If this was a perfect world and this was a perfect church, you get that. But that's not reality all the time. You've got to learn how to build yourself up, amen, and edify yourself up in the Lord. Say, you must learn to encourage yourself in the Lord. That means when you don't feel strong and you don't feel like going on, you feel like giving up, you've got to be like David in times of hopelessness, it looks like, in times of distress, amen. In all those times, you got to realize that God has more than enough energy, he's got more than enough power, amen, to encourage you. So look at someone and say, encourage yourself in the Lord. I'm not going to wait for you to encourage me, because that might not happen. People might not come through, amen? You'd be waiting for years if you're waiting for people. But I tell you what, whenever you need Jesus, whenever you need God, he'll be there for you.
Yes.
He'll be there for you. You can build yourself up. You can come out of depression, amen? You can come out of hopelessness. You can come out of sleeping beyond the time when you need to sleep, amen? You can get to the point to where you're strong enough to carry on if you would just think about Jesus. Somebody say, I will encourage myself in the Lord. And people wonder, why are you still going on? Why are you still going on? I thought you would have given up a long time ago, because we didn't say anything to help you. Why is it still happening? Because we've learned to encourage ourselves in the Lord. Somebody say, I'm living off of unseen resources. Praise God. There's a whole lot more life on the inside than there is on the outside. Somebody say, I got a whole lot more go in me.
Amen.
Because we've learned to encourage ourselves in the Lord. We don't encourage ourselves by the things that go on round about us. Amen. Not by what we see. We don't. That doesn't give us encouragement. What gives us encouragement? Knowing that God is with us and everything is going to be okay.
Amen.
Hallelujah. What we're learning about an encouragement that allows you to take back what the devil stole.
Yes.
Somebody say, I'm going to get back everything that the devil stole. Even the stuff he took that I didn't know he had.
Amen.
Amen. You can have it back, but you're not going to be able to get anything back that God has given to you and the devil stole until you learn to encourage yourself in the Lord. The Bible says those that know the Lord their God, they will be strong. That means they'll be encouraged.
Right.
Amen. That means they'll be empowered. They'll be strengthened. Amen. They will be strong and they will do exploits. Amen. And I tell you what, one of those exploits is going to be, they're going to be able to take back what the devil stole. Hallelujah. How many want to see that kind of exploit?
Amen.
We said Sunday morning that the wealth of the wicked is stored up for the righteous. Amen. That's all the stuff the devil stole from dumb, wicked people. Amen. It's just stored up waiting for somebody that's got some authority and say, hey, that doesn't belong to you. You're not allowed to own anything. Look at the devil and say, what are you doing with that? Amen. You don't have ownership of anything. Jesus stripped him and made a show of him openly. He brought him to naught. Somebody say, you belong broke, devil. See, if you get a revelation of what God says you should be and what the devil should be, you start to walk in that light, you'll have a little bit more authority. Somebody say, be encouraged in the Lord. Well, when you feel like giving up, see, the people was grieved. They were so mad at David because they blamed David for everything that happened. So they were ready to stone David, and David was grieved. He was up there crying. Anybody ever been worn out to the point to where all you could do was cry? Huh? Anybody been there? There's nothing else I want to do but cry. But you got to look at somebody and say, it's time to wipe the tears from your eyes. Amen. And pick up the ephod. The ephod. Somebody say, the ephod. Hallelujah. If you're going to encourage yourself in the Lord, you got to pick yourself up an ephod. Somebody say, an ephod. Somebody say, the breastplate of righteousness. Glory to God. When David got discouraged and he felt like he couldn't go on because the devil was just blowing everywhere he could go, his heart was just consumed with all this mess. He said, somebody bring me the ephod. And with the ephod, listen, 1 Samuel chapter 30, verse 7, and David said unto Abiathar, the priest, Amalek's son, I pray thee, bring me hither the ephod. And Abiathar brought hither the ephod to David. Somebody say, bring me the ephod. You know, there are some situations you can praise yourself out of. You know, everybody's saying, bring me another Tylenol. Bring me a gun. Let me blow my head off. Bring me another drug so I can sedate myself. Bring me this. Bring me everything. But you got to get to the point to say, if you want to encourage yourself and get out from where you are, you've got to learn to say, bring me the ephod. Somebody say, bring the ephod. Now, the ephod was the priestly breastplate. Amen? Here, you can learn about this ephod in 2 Samuel chapter 6, verse 14. People think we're crazy when they see you jumping around church and act like you're out of your mind. Amen? I tell you what, that's the ephod. That's how you encourage yourself in the Lord. You can come cast in, but give yourself a sacrifice of praise. You can praise your way out of anything. You can dance your way out of problems. Amen. You can sing your way out of problems. Amen. The Bible says, put on the spirit of praise. Amen. Put on praise, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. Amen. It'll lift you up. Hallelujah. If the church is weak, guess what we got to do? We got to call for the ephod. Amen. We got to just praise. You need to have a praise-a-thon until everybody's encouraged in the Lord and say, they're able to say, hey, we can do it and we can have it. Amen.
Yeah.
If you don't feel like you could ever be healed, praise your way until you can. Just keep listening to those worship tapes until you start singing it. Amen.
Yeah.
Until you start singing along. You don't think you'll ever get your money. Start praising God. Amen.
God.
Somebody say hallelujah.
Yeah.
Listen, the last time they had to deal with this ephod in 2 Samuel chapter 16, verse 14, and David danced before the Lord with all his might, and David was girded with a linen ephod. 2 Samuel chapter 6, verse 15. So David and all his house, all the house of Israel, brought up the ark of the Lord, with shouting and with the sound of the trumpet. Somebody say, praise God. You've got to understand that the Ark of the Covenant represented the presence of God. They had messed up in time past, and they had lost the Ark of the Covenant to enemies. Amen. They had it. They didn't have the presence of God. That Ark belonged in the nation of Israel, didn't it? It belonged in Jerusalem. It belonged in the right place, but they had to get it back where it belonged. They couldn't get it back, could they? No, they would try to get it back, and everybody to put their hand on the thing would die. The only thing that would bring back the glory, amen, the only thing that would bring back restoration was the ephod, amen, and supernatural Holy Ghost praise. David understood if he was going to get back anything the devil stole, he had to praise it back. So often we lose things and we just cry about it and whine about it and complain about it. No, you got to praise it back. Amen. When your kids are out there, you don't know where they are and you don't think they'll ever come back. You've lost the battle. Praise it back. Amen. Don't complain it back. Don't give the devil the victory. Don't give the devil the praise. Amen. Say, God is faithful. Everything's going to be all right. I'm going to praise God in the midst of this storm and it's going to be all right.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Somebody say, it's ephod. Time. See, everybody wants to have a nervous breakdown, but every once in a while you need to have a Holy Ghost nervous breakdown. That's what they call ephod praise. See, David praised God so hard his wife got mad. He got out there, somebody said he had himself a Holy Ghost fit. He took off just about everything he had but a linen ephod. Amen. Somebody said that's just about the drawers. Amen. That's like the little dicky on the top. Amen. And nothing else. Amen. And he got out there and praised God with all of his might. Praise God. When you praise God to the point to where it humbles you, I tell you what, and it exalts Jesus. Amen. See, we want to praise God to where we look cute and we look great and we look sophisticated. Amen. But our praise should make God look great, make God look wonderful. Somebody say, it's enough to make me lose my mind. There was a song, Make Me Want to Lose My Mind. Anybody ever heard that? Well, Jesus is enough to make you lose your mind when you really realize how good he is. Amen. Makes me want to scream. Makes me want to shout. Hallelujah. Somebody say, I'm going to praise my way out of this. So when you see people that are discouraged, say, you need an ephod. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Somebody say, a breast plate of righteousness. I tell you what, you can cover your heart in praise. You know, it says put on the breastplate of righteousness. You know, and the ephod was a priestly breastplate. Amen. And in the New Testament it says put on the breastplate of what? Righteousness. Amen. You can cover your heart in praise and the devil can't get to you. Somebody say amen. If you're going to go up to the heavenly places and take back everything the devil stole, you're going to need to have on an ephod. Amen. You're going to need to praise God in the midst of everything. Somebody say faith praising. Abraham believed God and it was accounted unto him as righteousness. Amen. Faith praise. That means when everything looked like it's going under, you're praising like you're going over. Amen.
Amen.
See, some people can't praise God until they get an extra check. Some people can't praise God until things start to soon to turn their way. Amen. Somebody say, difficult times, amen, or great times should really affect your praise. You should praise God because he's still grand. He's still wonderful. He's still holy. Amen. He's the God that never changes. Amen. Job said, though he slay me, yet will I serve him. Hallelujah. Somebody said, I'm going to praise God in the good times as well as the bad times. Amen. Don't let the devil know what you're going through. Don't ever let the devil see you sweat. That's how you tick the devil off. Amen. Because really what the devil's after, he's after God's praise. Amen. And as long as he can steal the praise of God, amen, he's got the victory. But don't let him do it. Amen. If you can give God the praise, the devil has to give you back everything he stole.
Right.
Notice that, listen, that when the devil tested Job and tempted Job, he said, now see, I'll do this and I'll do that. Just see what he says. Won't he curse you? He'll stop praising you. God says, no, no. What was the devil after when he tempted Job? He tried to get Job to curse God. Difficult situations challenge us in our faith. Of course we're not going to curse God. Amen. Some might. But are you going to let difficult situations and the devil's test shut your praise up? Stop your victory. Stop your victorious praise. Absolutely not. So say, I will always praise God. You're not going to be able to praise God in that fashion unless you have on the ephod. Amen. See, you can't let circumstances affect your heart. And they will affect your heart if you don't have on the breastplate of righteousness. Somebody say, thank God. You know, it's a trip. When soon as things go bad, you know, things go good, you know, people trip out. And if things go bad, the first one they trip out on is God. Hallelujah. That's enough, Brother Rod. Now he got this ephod. Amen. Somebody said, David danced before the Lord with all of his might and was girded with a linen ephod. If you want to dance, put on the ephod. Put on the ephod and dance. Amen. Somebody say, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And David and all of his house brought up the ark of the Lord with shouting and with the sound of the trumpet. Amen. Hallelujah. Some of you might not want to get anything back. First Samuel chapter 30, verse 8. And David inquired at the Lord, saying, shall I pursue after this troop? Shall I overtake them? Somebody said, in his praise, he said this. And he answered him, pursue, for thou shalt surely overtake them without fail. You will recover all. Isn't that great? He got into a worship service and said, Lord, I'm going through all this other stuff. What shall I do? Shall I go after what they took from me? God said, go after them, pursue them, and you will recover everything the devil stole from you. Hallelujah. How many would like to go to God with that kind of thing? Somebody say, shall I pursue? Oh, y'all are quiet in here tonight. Shall I pursue? Should you sit there and cry about it, or shall I pursue? Hallelujah. Somebody say praise until you get a pursuit. 1 Samuel chapter 30, verse 9. So David went. He had 600 men that were with him. And then 6 represents the number of what? Men. 100. That's 100-fold flesh. Okay? Seriously. That were with him. And came to him at the brook of Besor. Where those that were left behind stayed. Isn't that sad? Somebody say those that were left behind stayed. See, there will always be something. See, if you want to get anything back from the devil, you got to pursue. Amen. You got to put the devil on the run. Amen. Amen. But there will be some, you know, they'll always want to stay behind. Amen. It's time to go to battle. Amen. We'll praise. You know, it's okay when we're all just sitting there doing nothing and crying. If you want to sit around and cry, misery loves company. If you want to sit around and cry and complain and whine and cry, you'll find 1,000 people that are whine and complain and cry with you. Amen. But if you want to pursue your stuff, not many people are going to go the extra mile with you. Amen. Listen, there were 600 of them that started out, 600 men started out with them. Amen. But listen, several of them were left behind. They stayed there, but David pursued. Somebody say, I don't care if you stay where you are. Amen. I'm going to pursue. Amen. Until I receive what God has for me. I tell you what, I'm not going to let people discourage me. Amen. I've left many behind. Somebody say, praise God.
Praise God.
Hallelujah. Get thee behind me, Satan. Amen. Or whatever else wants to stick back there. Amen. Lot's wife tried to stay behind. And you see what happened to her. She turned to a pillar of salt. Amen. If you want to stay behind, you got to stay behind all by yourself. If you're going to get what God has for you, you've got to learn to leave people behind. Oh, praise the Lord. See, David brought some stuff back, but he wasn't able to bring anything back until he left them back. Glory. People get all upset. Well, what about this and what about that? And what about this and what about that? What's going on? What's going on? What's going on? And I tell you what, the issue is, what about it? Somebody say, praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. You looking for this one? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Everybody pray. Somebody say, thank God.
Hallelujah.
And David, somebody say, pursued. Pursued, and others were left behind. Oh, glory to God. Thank God for the anointing of the Holy Ghost. Careful, careful. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But David pursued he and 400 men, for 200 abode behind. Somebody say 200 got ditched off. Lord, have mercy. Which were so faint. Everybody say so faint. They could not go over the brook. I'm so sick of faint people. I'm so tired of seeing people staggering. Amen. Somebody say, just faint. I don't know if I can go on. I don't know. Somebody say, just faint. The Lord is coming back for a victorious and strong church. He's not coming back for people that are looking ready to give up. Well, Jesus, if you don't hurry up, get back. I don't know if I can hold out much longer. Those aren't the people he's coming back with. He's coming back for people that he has to pull off the devil's back. Amen. People think he's coming back so he can just get the devil off of us. Hurry up, Jesus. I'm running from the devil. And if you don't come, he's going to get me. That's not what kind of church he's coming back. He's coming back for a victorious, warring bride that he has to pull off the devil's back. The devil can't take over with the church in authority. Somebody say, praise the Lord. But we got to get to the point where we learn to leave faint, faithless people behind. Hallelujah. Somebody say, thank God. Woo, Jesus is a good God. People got mad at me for saying that. Well, I just don't know where I could be. Well, let me help you out. As your faith is, so be it unto you. Amen. If you got faith to stay where you are, well, stay where you are and be happy. Amen. It's like sometimes the church is like some of them dumb movies we see. People running from the boogeyman. You know, there are two people running from the boogeyman. They always got some slow one up there, you know. Oh, I just can't go any further. Help me, help me, help me. Somebody say, praise Jesus. I'm trying to rush. I still got 6 minutes. But they which were faint could not go over the brook. If you're faintness is a choice. Faintness is a decision and it's a choice. You know, if you're going to be faint, you're faint because you decided to be faint, because the Bible says the joy of the Lord is your strength. So if you're faint and feel like giving up, you've decided to be. Amen. When you chose not to get in the Word, you chose to be faint. When you chose not to pray, you chose to be faint. When you chose not to worship, you chose to be faint. Faintness is not just some symptom, amen, that's just happened to fall on you. You worked hard for it. You invested a lot of time in your faintness. Glory to God. I tell you what, it takes a lot of faith to have, you know, it takes a lot of word to have great faith. I tell you what, it takes a lot of wondering mind to have great fear. When you see people that are afraid of everything, they thought that fear up a long time. Some have been working on those fears for years. They have developed fear. Amen. I mean, they got fear for anything. Anything can happen, and they'll believe up the worst of it. The car's going to crash, and they'll believe it up. Faintness is not something that the devil threw on you. It's something that you took, something that you decided to do. No excuses. Stop blaming God, amen, for being weak, lame, and worn out. Amen. Jesus came to set you free. He sets you free. And if you call on the name of Jesus, amen, oh, praise the Lord. I sought the Lord, and he healed me and delivered me out of every one of my fears. Who's a liar? You or God? People worried about devils. I can't get the devil off of me. I can't get the devil off of me. You need to get off the devil. Somebody say, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. The word is the word. If you want to be free, you can be free. You want to be strong in the Lord, be strong in the Lord. It didn't say it'll work for some. Didn't say it'll work for some and others it won't work for. Well, I got a devil, even the blood of Jesus can't get out. Come on. Some say, I don't have any faith for that one. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Some say, faint-heartedness. Go to Deuteronomy chapter 20, verse 8. You got to be strong in God. Amen. God didn't call us to pick you up and carry you on the back. Amen. There were no, listen, when we saw the church, listen, he gave us a spear and a shield of faith and a breastplate. He didn't give us any stretchers and wheelbarrows. He didn't give us any stretchers and wheelbarrows. What do you mean stretchers and wheelbarrows? I'm not talking about being physically going through circumstances. Don't think I'm saying that. I'm talking about spiritually being emaciated and worn out. See, we expect, oh, we're going to make it over to the other side. Here come the spiritually sick ward. They bringing them up in wheelchairs and stretchers. No, he gave them a shield of faith. Amen. A sword of the spirit. Somebody say there's no stretchers. No wheelbarrows. Amen. There's faith, confession, and the word of God. Hallelujah. Got to find yourself a new army. This is God's army. They win every battle. Hallelujah. Go through your Bible thesaurus and find it. Go through your Bible dictionary and try to find, look at God's armies. And you get a good vision of the Spirit of God. You get a good vision of the Lord's army and the bride of Christ coming through the other side. Amen. Some say, here they come. Stretchers and all. Wheelchairs and all. No, they come marching and singing and shouting. Amen. Somebody say, praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Deuteronomy chapter 20, verse 8. It's no excuse. It's no excuse when you can sit up under the word. I'm just so worn out. No, you sat there and wore yourself out. Amen. We're not going to stroke your back. You know, you didn't sit up there and work 6 months to get yourself in a spiritual rut. Then you come to church and, we're just going to excuse you. You know, no, dummy, you need to build yourself back up in the faith again. If you don't keep it up, amen, you'll go right back where you came from. Hallelujah. Somebody say, I will be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. And sometimes it just got to, listen, you can get strong in the Lord just like this. I'm trying to rush. Even when the devil's after you feel like running out, this is how you can get strong in the Lord. Just drag your lazy butt to church. Amen. And force sit yourself. Amen. Somebody say, force feed yourself. I'm going to sit under the word whether I want to or not.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. You got to sit there. Amen. Because every once in a while, you'll get some stuff that you don't want to deal with, you don't want to hear, if you just sit there. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of, and hearing by the word. Does that mean faith comes by wanting to hear? No, it says faith comes by hearing. There are certain things you're not going to want to hear. Amen. Hallelujah. But you hear it anyhow. Amen. There are certain foods and certain delicacies that you got to develop a taste for. Amen. There are certain things that are good for you. The first time you taste it, say, my gosh, what is that? Amen. But you eat it and you develop a taste for it. That's the way it is with the good things of God. Amen. You eat those things. Amen. They might not taste that good in the first, but sooner or later, amen, you'll develop a liking to the good word of God. You don't want to hear this stuff. When you come out of the world, you start hearing this stuff. Not everything you hear just makes you feel great. Boy, I just can't wait to pray all the time. You know, I just can't wait to pray and go to church. What you mean I got to give up this and give up that? Don't. I just can't wait to go to church and have him just crucify my flesh. Tell me what's wrong with me. Someone say, force. Feed yourself. There are some sick people, some people that are spiritually sick. They've got to come in. They're not going to come in and get well all of a sudden. There are some people that got themselves so spiritually screwed up and so spiritually sick, they got to put an IV. They can't swallow things with a fork and with a spoon. You know, you get certain people in church, they got all kind of crud and junk on them, and you hear them griping. You ever seen people go to the emergency room? You know, they get in a car accident, they're all bummed up, and, you know, they start working on them. You hear them, get off of me, leave me alone. Do the nurses and doctors listen to them? No, they just shut them up and do what they've got to do. Flesh squeals when it's being roasted. You ever roasted a pig? No, I'm sure you kill it first. Amen. But I tell you what, I'm from Maryland, and we have crab broils. You know, and you put a crab in the thing, that crab's not going to go in the water and be real soft and just take it lightly. Amen. When you're being cooked, amen, when you get in the heat of the fire, amen, you're going to screech, squeal, and run. Amen. But don't jump out of the pot until God's finished with you. Amen. Deuteronomy chapter 20, verse 8, and the officers shall speak further unto the people, and they shall say, what man is there that is fearful and faint-hearted? So say, I'm looking for fearful and faint-hearted people. What man is fearful and faint-hearted? Let him do what? Everybody shout that out. Let him do what? Let him do what? Everybody say, let him go. See, we're trying to hold on to people that are afraid. I can't go on. You got to go on. Listen, if they don't have the faith to go on, let them go. Amen. They don't want to run with Jesus, let them go. Amen. I don't have time. God called me to pastor sheep, amen, not play the Holy Ghost. Amen. We're not called to change goats into sheep, amen. Amen. Jesus said, if any man is willing, let him come after me and follow me. He said, if any man is willing, I'll get a whip and drive you along, amen. If you don't want to be saved, you don't want to go with God, I'm going to let you go. You only got a couple years left here on earth. You better enjoy them. We are so quick to try to save everybody and be everybody's Holy Ghost. I don't want to live right. It's so hard for me to praise the Lord. I don't feel like going to church. Well, you just need to go. When you get ready, when you've had enough of the world or the devil's had enough of you, you'll be ready. Amen? Amen. Somebody say, you need to turn certain people over to the devil for the destruction of the flesh. Somebody say, keep riding with him. Hallelujah. See, we want to protect everybody. Somebody say, enable. Enable people's demonic relationships. They go out there, get messed up. We clean them up. Send them right back up with the devil. Hallelujah. If any man is weak or faint-hearted, amen, let him go and return where? To his what? His house. See, we want to take all the fearful and faint-hearted and put them in God's house. Oh, y'all aren't listening to me tonight. Amen. I'm teaching basic faith tonight. It's a rough one, but it's a true one. We want to take all the fearful and faint hearted and lock them in God's house. And every time you pass the church, they're screaming out the windows. I can't wait to get out of here. I'm waiting for somebody to say something to me so I can run out. Somebody say, locked up. The house of God is not a prison.
Amen.
Or it's an insane asylum, you know, where you get locked up. You know, you can't get out. Somebody, please let me out. So I say, let them go back to their house. If anybody is willing, somebody say, willing, let them come. If you don't have a will to follow God, you're in rebellion. You better run as far from the house of God as you can. Ooh, thank you, Jesus. Somebody say, Pastor Rod, you won't have anybody in this church. I mean, what kind of people are going to have in church? You talking about this? You got to tell people they got to get in here. We got to lock them in and do whatever they got to do. No, you got to be willing. Amen. If you're not willing, you're going to be in trouble. Hallelujah. You got to want to come to church, not come because somebody's forcing you to come to church. Somebody say, why are y'all always in church? Always in church. Sunday morning, Sunday night, Wednesday night, Friday night. Why are you in church? What's the deal with that? The problem is, why are you so concerned about people going to church so much? If you can't take going to church four nights or three nights a week, why are you going to go to heaven where you're in church all the time? If you can't take a day of service, you can't take a complete day of service, don't go to heaven. They're going to be singing all day long. You can't tell them to shut up talking about religious stuff. Oh, praise the Lord. Glory and honor unto Jesus. And then the angels, all these parades and processionals going on. If you get worked up down here with this little bit of hours or 2 hour service that we have, why put yourself in heaven? I'm helping a lot of people out. If you can't take all the noise and the shouting, don't go there. They're going to be really shouting up there. How are you going to tell somebody to sit down that's been set free and delivered and just escaped hell? You ain't seen nothing yet.
That's right.
You ain't going to tell them to turn down the sound system up there in heaven? Listen, what man is he that is fearful and faint-hearted? Let him go and return to his house. If you don't have a mindset to get in church and be strong in the Lord, and that will only come by hearing the word, go back home.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Lest his brethren be faint-hearted as well as his heart. Birds of a feather flock together. Fear spreads like a fungus. You get around people that are afraid of everything, talk and doubt and believe everybody be afraid of everything. You ever met families, everybody's afraid, whole family's scared? One thing happened and just a panic. You know, they have a whole service of fear. I just don't know what I'm going to do. Ooh, Brother Rod, hurry up. This is still good. I didn't even get to the good stuff. Lord. 1 Samuel verse 30, verse 11. And they found an Egyptian in the field and brought him. Now listen, they got out there. We're back to 1 Samuel verse 30. They got out there. Somebody say they're going back to get what the devil stole from them. Dear, you don't realize this, but the devil stole a lot of stuff from everybody. You got some stuff that belongs to you. You know, every once in a while, they had this thing you can give the put your social security on the internet and they'll go back and find everything that was stolen from you. And everybody was putting it in there. What was owed to me? I'm going to tell you what. The devil is a good thief. Somebody say, he got you. Somebody say, he ain't got nothing to belong. Oh, yes, he did. He's been stealing from a long time. He's got you. Amen. I guarantee you got some stuff over there. Amen. Say, somebody owes me something. Amen. And you got to get encouraged in the Lord and get strong in the Lord to go back there and get it back. Amen. Yes. Hallelujah. So he met this one guy. We can skip that. Going down the... let's go. Can we get there? Can I get this so y'all don't have to hear this again? Or y'all want me to stop right here? I think we can stop right here and pick it up. Somebody say, praise the Lord. Isn't that good? Hallelujah. Stand up and give God praise. We're going to talk. Now, so we talked about being faint-hearted, people that are being faint-hearted when you go back to get your stuff back. Somebody say, encourage yourself in the Lord. You're not encouraged in the Lord. You're not strong in God. Let me tell you, you are not. People that are strong in the Lord and the power of his might, they just don't stand there and make a lot of noise. They go after the devil's stuff. Somebody say, you grow up. So you get into this thing and you think, oh, Jesus is love. He's just wonderful. He's just wonderful. And you find out all that revelation and you get to hanging around Jesus and Jesus starts talking to you in praise. He said, you know, the devil stole some stuff from you. What? You ever hung around people that worked you up? You ever hung around people that just worked you up? You were doing fine. They said, you know what somebody said about you? I mean, you were doing fine about a half hour, and then about within an hour, you ready to go for it. Somebody say, I'm ready to go off. Well, that's the way it is with the Holy Ghost sometimes. You get with the Holy Ghost, you get in prayer, you get around Jesus, you get into the Word of God, something's going to happen to you. You're going to develop a righteous indignation. Glory to God. You're going to find out what the devil did and what's owed to you, and you are going to get mad about it. Somebody say, praise the Lord. I love Jesus. I hate the devil. Amen. And I want to go back and get everything the devil stole from me. When people get strong in God, they go after God with all of their heart. Amen. Then they get beyond running and resisting the devil. Amen. They will resist the devil and he will flee. Amen. But there is a group of people, amen, that go beyond that. Somebody say, praise the Lord. There are a group of people that go beyond that. Sit down just for 1 minute. This is a story you got to hear. This really happened. Amen. Somebody say, going beyond. We're going beyond just where we just resist the devil and get the devil to stop picking on me. Anybody ever heard of Lester Sumrall? Lester Sumrall was a mighty, 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 mighty man of God. Lester Sumrall was over there in England running some meetings, and he was in his hotel room. Then all of a sudden, he was laying in the bed. Lester Sumrall was laying in the bed. Then all of a sudden, the devil himself. Somebody said, I don't believe that. Amen. I believe it. I've seen him in all of you. Amen. No, I'm joking. All right. So the devil comes into Lester Sumrall. The devil comes into Lester Sumrall's house or hotel room. And he tore that room up. I mean, kicked the dresser out, kicked the bed out from the wall. And Lester Sumrall didn't run. He just prayed. Oh, in the name of Jesus, devil, I bind you. You leave this place right now. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. How many of you love to get the devil to stop beating you up and tearing your stuff up? Devil came in there and tore Lester Sumrall's room up. But Lester Sumrall prayed and got the devil out of his room. And he was just all excited and all happy. Amen. How many are glad you got? See, you go in progressions. You know, you start out in this thing. First of all, you learn to let the devil stop kicking your butt. You learn you don't have to be poor. You learn you don't have to be broke. You learn you don't have to be depressed. You learn you don't have to be sick and all this other stuff. That's the first thing you learn, that what you don't have to let the devil do. It takes you a while to get there. Amen. So he got to that point. He said, praise God, I got the victory. He was shouting with that. Then he said, oh, Jesus. He started to pray in Jesus. He was feeling real good. He said, Jesus, oh, hallelujah. And he said, Jesus told him. Jesus came to Brother Lester Sumrall and told him, he said, I can't believe that. And well, he didn't probably say, I can't believe, because Jesus can believe all things. But he said, listen. But Jesus said, are you going to let the devil come in your room and tear it up and just leave? Brother Lester Summers was always just going to pray and worship God and then clean his room up when he had to preach the next day. Uh-huh. Somebody said, cleaning up the mess. And he said, well, and Brother Summerall thought about it. Said, well, I didn't let the devil come in here. I got the devil out. Now Jesus is saying, you're going to let the devil come in your room and tear it up and then just leave? Well, that's what it's like with a lot of us people. We don't let the devil come in and tear us up and just leave. Some of us have, you know, devil come in your body and tear it up with all these drugs and sicknesses and all this other stuff. Don't let them just leave. tore your family up, made you lose your business, lose everything you've got, made you lose your mind. I could have been here. Then we just let him leave. And he thought about it and said, no, I'm not going to just let the devil leave. He said, in the name of Jesus, Mr. Devil, come back here right now in Jesus' name. Seriously. And he said, the devil came back in the room. Isn't that something? Isn't that something? Now, some people get afraid with that. Some people get afraid. You don't want to call the devil. No, if you're afraid to call the devil, you already got him.
Amen.
He said, no, devil, you get back here right now in Jesus' name. Devil came back in the room. What is this? Lester Allen said, in the name of Jesus, you put everything back that you tore up. And you know that devil put everything back. It tore up. Some people said, I have a hard time believing that. I've seen the devil tear up some stuff. But I want to see that kind of faith that has the devil come back and put it back. I like to see the devil pushing the bed back. Pushing the desk back, putting the dresser back, putting everything back where it needs to go. Somebody say, that's the people that are encouraged in God. People that are encouraged in God say, put it back the way it needs to be. See, some of us will be working all the years of our life trying to put back everything the devil messed up. You know, you're going to let people egg your house. Somebody threw an egg at the house I lived in before I moved there. Amen. You know, and they go out there and clean up everything they're going to do. No, you need to catch the suckers that did it. Amen. Send them back to your house and say, no, you're going to clean this thing. I was at Starbucks one night. I don't even own Starbucks. And I saw these boys throwing stuff against the windows. Went out there and said, no, they're not going to clean up this stuff. You're going to clean it up. Amen. I went out there and had them teenagers clean it, didn't I, Jesse? Say, go get yourself some Windex right now. And you clean that window right now. Nobody going to clean up after you. You clean it up. You need to have that faith. Whatever the devil messed up in your life, you speak it in the name of Jesus. Say, you clean it up.
Amen.
Somebody say, praise God. Take back what the devil stole. Amen. Make him clean up his mess. And he didn't create all the mess himself. You helped him in a lot of it. Amen. Everybody got to clean up after themselves. Amen. There are a lot of people that got their lives all messed up and blaming it on the devil. Look what the devil did. Oh yeah, there are a lot of people doing that. We gotta get out of here. I should have spoke this before we took an offering tonight. Amen. We should have took an offering first when we do that. Some of y'all acting like you on a leash with the devil. You ain't on no daggone leash with no devil. You're free in Jesus' name. Stomp that lion. If you got any devil, you got a lion devil. Amen. You need to be redeemed in Jesus' name. You should know the truth, and the truth will set you free.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. You can make it out of any circumstance, out of any situation. Hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Woo! Bless God Almighty. There was a man that would listen. He was so torn up and messed up. They had to chain him up. They had to chain this boy up. He had so many demons and so many spirits. One word from Jesus. Amen.
Right.
Amen. He was all right.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Stand up right where you are. We're going to receive tonight's offering. Isn't that good? Somebody say, I'm going to get my stuff back. Hallelujah.
Awesome.
And don't get no slow devils either. Amen. Didn't take him long to mess it up. Make him put it all back in Jesus' name. Woo! Restoration. Hallelujah. Somebody say, I'm not only going to be healed, redeemed, and set free, and delivered. I'm going to get it all back. I want my figure back.
Amen.
Yeah, you can claim it in Jesus' name.
Yeah.
I want my joy back. Amen. If God said he would even restore the years, God can put your life back together again.
Amen.
You lost a wife? Get a better looking one. Amen. Amen. You lost a husband? Find one with a job. Hallelujah. You lost a job? Get one with more money. Let God put it back better than what it was before. I had a really nice one, but the devil came in and messed it all up. There, I got this. Hallelujah. Thank you. It keeps getting better and better and better. And you're going to learn to encourage yourself in the Lord to get back everything the devil stole from you. Say, I'm strong in the Lord. and in the power of his might. Hallelujah. I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. Say, I have the faith of God. Faith pleases God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Say, I got to say, just a matter of moments. Amen. Somebody say, in just a moment, my faith will set me free and I will never be the same again. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, every soul that need be saved, let them be saved, Father God. Father God, I pray that by your anointing and by your grace that you would allow, Father God, people that don't know you to come into a better understanding of you. And don't let them go. Give them, Father God, give them determination that I'm going to just hold out just a little while longer. I'm going to hear the word. Amen. I won't let go of the word. Amen. Hallelujah, Father. Give them that. Father God, bring restoration, Father God, to the weak, Father God, in Jesus' name. Restore them with the word of faith, Father God. Teach us to love. Teach us to care. Amen, Father God. Lord God, let us never let go of your heart and of your hand. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Say, this time next year, I'm going to be buff in the spirit. Hallelujah. Brother Jesse, we're yours. Amen. Yes, Mama. She just came back from Mexico last night.